Working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Woo, for noon hour, she's pretty toasty out there. We got 84 at Boy City, 86 at Slap Out, 89 at the May Ranch, 79 at Ceiling, 85 at Hollis, and 85 at Cheyenne. Pretty warm. See what Texas Mesonet wasn't working a while ago. Let me see if it's still not working. All right, so I'm sure it's pretty toasty out there in the Texas Panhandle. The West Texas Mesonet's not working very well right now, so got it going on. Man, one of my all-time heroes passed away, Chuck Norris. And a lot of hearts broken today. Remember when I was going through boot camp, Delta Force came out. And so, it's hard to believe. I didn't realize he was 86. He was still kicking butt at 86 years old. But he's going to be dearly missed. He's the face of media. I don't know what the commercials he's been running here lately. I don't watch much TV, but I know it's about health. And he did. Him and his wife both looked great for 86 years old, or up in their 80s anyway. I don't know how she was exactly, but Delta Force, Walker, Texas Ranger, Cordell Walker. So yeah, he's going to be dearly missed. So check it out. Okay, first things first, let me find it. I got it up here so it would be easy to find, and I'll be darned. There it is. So, the grand drives happened last night at OYE. I've done a little less coverage on the OYE this year, and there's a reason. And I have to cover all of Northwestern, Southwestern, Oklahoma Panhandles, and it's hard to cover every town's kids that are doing good. And I don't want anybody to get mad at me because I didn't mention one of their kids, but I mentioned the other kid the next town over. So I've just been waiting on the grand drive to happen. And man, in that new arena, it looked great. I watched part of it last night on TV. It was phenomenal. So the Oklahoma Youth Expo Grand Drive, held for the first time inside the new OG&E Coliseum, brought together the state's top young exhibitors to showcase elite talent and premier livestock. Four species took center stage, bears, lambs, goats, and steers, highlighting the hard work, dedication, and showmanship of youth from across Oklahoma. So let's start out with the bears. The grand champion market bear went to Cambry Dosh, dark cross champion from Colbert 4-H, and the reserve grand champion market bear went to Cooper Buck with a dark cross reserve champ from Kiefer FFA, and then the bronze champion market bear went to McKenna Oliver from Velma Alma FFA with their York, and did really good. Congratulations to all the bears kids that showed. Grand champion market lamb was awarded to Sadie Allen right over here at Canute with her black-faced lamb. Congratulations, Sadie. She was on the show here, 2-3 weeks ago? She was excited. Reserve champion market lamb went to Haley Nail, showing her black-faced cross lamb from Woodward FFA. Congratulations, Haley, from up at Woodward. And then the bronze champion market lamb went to Makina Hurley, showing her black face cross lamb from Alex FFA. So, congratulations to the lamb. Let's see here. Grand champion market goat was awarded to Jay Sparks, Division 4 from, let's see if I mess this up. How do we say that again? Hartshorn FFA. How's that? I messed it up. I know I did. Jay Sparks, congratulations, grand champion. Reserve champion market goat went to Taylor Clover, Division 2 from Elgin. Congratulations. Bronze champion market goat went to Adley Hansen, Division 4 from Winoka FFA. Congratulations to all the goat people that did good, goat kids that did good. The grand finale for OYE's Grand Drive were the 10 breed champions in the market steer division. The grand champion market steer went to Maddox Shout, who showed the Simmental champion from Piedmont 4-H. Man, it's a beautiful steer, too. If you get a chance, get on social media and go to OYE and check it out. Next reserve grand champion market steer went to Delaney Troyer, showing her crossbred from Mays County 4-H. And the bronze market steer went to Finley Yoakum, I guess how you say that, showing her Kianina from Sepulpa FFA. So congratulations to all them. It says here on the Oklahoma Farm Report, based on the 2026 Oklahoma Youth Expo OYE records, here are the actual numbers that were shown this week. Market bears, 1,742. Market lambs, 1,060. Market goats, 500. Market steers were 440. And then let me get to this real quick. I know I got it. Hey, bear with me here because you know how professional I am, guys. Because I want to give a shout out to these kids from this area out here. The Beckham County 4-H shooting teams, OYE Junior Champion Trap Team, was recognized at the 2026 OYE Grand Jive in all the new in the new Coliseum. So congratulations to them kids there. They did a great job. I don't have their list here. I know most of them by heart, but I don't want to mess it up. Let's see here. See if one of them's got all their names on there. Nope, it doesn't. But anyway, congratulations to the Beckham County 4-H shooting team, OYE Junior Champion Trap Team. So they got it. And all right, let's see what else we got going on. Okay, we got that out of the way, which is good. And then, all right, let's just go to our fire situation report for this weekend. Again, guys, I highly recommend that you don't do any brush piles today or tomorrow. And I know the winds are calm because the winds are going to get back up. And we are under a fire weather watch currently right now for all western Oklahoma, and Texas Panhandles. So that's probably going to go to red flag warnings. It's probably maybe part of it tomorrow and some of it, a lot of it Sunday. So if you got anything to burn right now, make sure it's completely out. Please. And if you're in doubt that you got it out, give your local volunteer fire department or your local fire department a shout. Maybe they'll go, because these record, I know this weather's nice, but the record temperatures are not going to make anything better. So a cold front will be diving into the southern plains on Sunday. Will escalate fire dangers, driving the expectation of large fire currents and reintroducing significant fire potential of more than 5,000 acres on Sunday. So please do your thing. And let's see here, real quick deal before we go to break. I'm quicker than the computer today. Hang on here. There we go. This website's slow anyway. It's not our deal. Here is your current county burn ban status in Oklahoma. Cimarron, Texas, and Oklahoma Panhandle. Harmon, Greer, Jackson, Tillman, Comanche, Caddo, Canadian, Grady. That's the one that looks new, the Canadian one. Cleveland, McLean, Carter, and Love. There's all basically in southwestern Oklahoma and up in the Oklahoma Panhandle. You have a burn ban. Texas, we all know the whole northern part of Texas and the Texas Panhandle are under a burn ban, county-wise. Okay. Today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Hour. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Not all seed companies focus on sorghum and forages, but Advanta Seeds does. We prioritize yields and quality because that's what creates value for your business. So if you're dealing with it in the field, we're in the fight with high growth for tough weeds like Texas Panicum and Foxtail, Aphix for proven protection from sugarcane aphids, and BMR6 for increased digestibility and greater gains. Talk to your seed dealer about Advanta Seeds and our industry-leading sorghum and forage portfolio.
Clear your calendar, Oklahoma. This one's gonna hit hard. Stoney LaRue is back again and bringing his signature red dirt sound to Sugar Creek Casino on Saturday, March 28th. Doors open at 6:30 and the show kicks off at 8 p.m. If you love live music, cold drinks, and a packed house singing every word, this is your night. Get your tickets online now at sugarcreekcasino.com and score more perks with sweeter rewards. That's Sugar Creek Casino off I-40, exit 101.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gym at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gym, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
You get up before the sun, ready to go to work. Whether it's 35 degrees or 95 degrees outside, you'll spend the next 10 or 12 hours out in it. In the field or in the barn, with the crops or with the cattle. No paid holidays, no paid vacation, no company 401k, but you love it. Napa Auto Parts appreciates what you do for all of us. Agriculture isn't a job, it's a way of life. During National Agriculture Week, Napa wants to shine a light on what you do to make life better for everyone.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out the... Well, I'm not going to check out the weather out in Texas because my mezzanine's down out there. So let's go ahead and check out the Central Crop Care of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. And right now, Kansas City wheat, May, 6-11 down 16. These grain markets and these cattle markets, one day they're great, the next day they stink. July, 6-26 down 16 and a quarter. Wheat out of Chicago, May, 5-96 down 11 and a quarter. July, 6-08 down 10 and three quarters. Corn, May, 4-65 down 4 and a quarter. July is 4-76 down 4. Soybeans for May, 11-60 down 7 and 3 quarters. July, 11-76 down 7 and a quarter. Soybean oil, May, 65-52 down 0.11 cents. Soybean meal, May, 3-26-10 down 64, or not 64, but is it down 640? No, it's down 64 cents. July, 3-22-60 down 58. Oats for May, 3-59 down 8 and 3 quarters. Let's see what livestock's doing. They're in the green today. They were in the red yesterday. Grains were in the green yesterday. Can't make up their mind. April lives, 234.40 up 112. June, 233.55 up 185. Feeders for March, 359.27, up 4. April, 351.47, up 372. May is 346.92, up 350. Lean hogs, April, 91.42, down 62. May is 95.70, down 35 cents. And then we got oil. April, 99.36, up 322. Natural gas hanging in there around 307 for April, down just a little bit, not much. That's all that's going on there. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Shortly before 6:30 this morning, corn was down 3.5 cents at 466 and a quarter. May soybeans was up 3/4 to 1169 and a quarter. May soy meal was down 120 at 331.30. I guess it was. Yeah, it is down 540. My bad. The way they printed off in that other report, you can't tell. But now, yeah, it's right. What I just read off is down $5.40 today. May wheat markets were mixed in early morning. Chicago wheat's down 7.5. Kansas City 9 cents lower. Minneapolis wheat was down 8.25. Collective trade took place in the overnight session and will likely be seen in Friday trade, also said Carl Seitzer, partner with Conus Ag Consulting. Weekly export sales on grain remained above the volume needed to meet the USDA projections, but slowed a little bit. So here's what they're saying. Sales of corn, wheat, and soybeans to overseas buyers all declined in the week that ended on March 12th, according to the USDA. Corn sales total 1.17 million metric tons. That's down 22% from the previous week and 18% from the four-week average. Mexico was the top buyer at 287,000 tons. Japan, 194. Spain brought 142,000. Taiwan purchased 97,000. And Guatemala was in there at 87,900 tons. Reductions were reported from Costa Rica and several smaller buyers. U.S. corn exports were reported at 1.75 million tons. That's up 4%. Wheat sales, meanwhile, fell to 189,000 tons. Down 58% week over week and 36% from the four-week average. Mexico purchased 153,000 metric tons. Philippines, 47,600. Dominican Republic took 33,500 tons. Jamaica was in there for 13,900 tons. And Trinidad bought 9,000 tons. The increases were partially offset by reductions for unknown, or as I call them, John Doe destinations. Exports of wheat declined 11% to 383,000 metric tons. Soybean sales followed the same trend, dropping 35% from the previous week to 298,000 metric tons, and that's down 42% from the four-week average. On soybeans, China purchased 79,000 metric tons. Mexico, 74,000. John Doe destinations accounted for 30,400 tons. Indonesia took 26,900. And Saudi Arabia was in there for 20,100 tons. Exports for the week declined 9% to 906,500 metric tons. According to the National Weather Service, a lot of the Midwest is in fire risk, and we're going to have heat waves. Critical fire weather conditions continue in the northern and central high plains, according to the National Weather Services. They still have not got that fire in Nebraska near under control. And I don't know how many people have been to Nebraska or been up in the country away from Omaha or somewhere like that. But when I was working in North Dakota, I think it's different and doesn't have a bunch of trees and stuff. But the drive from North Platte, Nebraska, north through the Sand Hills, I thought was just cool. It was interesting to see, because I was working up there year round. So about 6-7 months out of the year, a lot of those sand hills, those marshes, will be flooded, and some of them flooding up along the highway. It's just neat country, just pure sand. So imagine trying to get around up there in fire vehicles. It's like one of my friends said yesterday, it's hard enough to get around up in there on grass with grass growing in four-wheel drive pickups. So imagine what they're trying to get done with these fire trucks. And hopefully they got a lot of aerial overhead trying to help them put out the hot spots. So they're just not a lot to speak. So I think it's over 800,000 acres now. And there's not a total yet. Probably won't be for a while. Kind of like the big one in Texas. It might be months before we know how many cows actually died in this thing. But one of the reports I read this morning said 600,000 acres would handle 35,000 cows. And so that doesn't mean all those cows were out there. That's just what they said. They stocked them. And then you got to remember also that the growing season up there is a month or two less than what we have here, because it gets colder quicker there. So, man, just keep your fingers crossed and pray for recover up there, because one of the reports said one of the ranchers up there said it looked like the moonscape right now is how bad it looks. And that is pure sand. I mean, we got sand around here, but that is, there's no bottom to the sand there. And so that's what's going on around in our area, and we're going to get more into that as the weekend goes. Meanwhile, record-breaking heat wave continue to the west while expanding into the central U.S. High temperatures are forecast to be reach 90 to 100 degrees across the southwest and range from 70 to 90 degrees up in the Great Plains. Just a lot going on there. Whew. You know what warm weather does? It causes fishing to get better. We're going to talk about fishing when I come back from my next break. Also want to send out a prayer to the Goldsby Fire Department. They lost two volunteer firefighters was killed in a fire truck crash early this morning. So keep your fingers crossed and pray for the families. 62-year-old firefighter Todd Pendleton and 64-year-old firefighter Brian Jenkins were responding to a structure fire when they rolled over their tanker. So those guys spent a lifetime being volunteer firemen there in Goldsby. So just keep a prayer out for the fire department and for these guys' family. So we hate that. And they're volunteers. A great heartbreaking loss. All right, let's go ahead. Before we go to break, I got a fun question for you. I don't have any prizes to give away today unless somebody wants a hat. I got lots of hats around here I can give you. But, let's just do it for the fun of it. So, is it possible for the to have two babies in a chicken egg? And is it possible for both of them to hatch? 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Have you ever seen two babies in a chicken egg? And is it possible for both of them to hatch? That's your question of the day. All right, let's take a Wheeler Dental Store break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Most of your farm equipment has cylinders. Sometimes they know what's the matter with it. If it's leaking, they'll bring it in. If they just need a seal kit, you tear it completely apart. Replace all the rubber goods that's in the cylinder. Well, my name is Roy Jones, and everybody in Elk City knows me by Bird. And this is Camrock Supply, Elk City, Oklahoma.
It's 2111 South Main, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
I've known them guys for years and years, and they know what I'm capable of doing.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Kaput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Kaput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I am a personal banker. That's my title. When you come in, I'm going to help you open your account, decide what type of account you might need. You're kind of going to tell me your needs. I'll tell you what we have that will fit your need. You have to have a valid picture ID and Social Security card. That's it. It doesn't take very long. I would say 20 minutes. Depends on how much we start visiting. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at Sweetwater, featuring over 70 registered Angus bulls, 40 commercial Red Angus pairs, and 100 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Beaver America up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma. 87 degrees, feels like 84. Dew point's 24, humidity's 10%, the winds are out of the northwest at 11 miles an hour, wind gusts up to 17. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 57. Sunset at 7:53. Mostly sunny and 93 today with north winds. Light out of the north. Mostly clear and 46 tonight. Tomorrow, not so good. Hot, high around 100 degrees at Beaver. And the winds will be switching from out of the west to the south. And could be gusting up to 20, 25 miles an hour tomorrow. Tomorrow won't be too bad, but Sunday, whole different story. Okay, let's see here. It messed it up. Okay, let's see what's happening with the fishing report as soon as I can find it. Where'd it go? There it is. According to the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Department, here's the fishing reports out of the Southwest. Tom Steed Reservoir report. As of about 2 days ago, elevation is 4 foot below normal. The water's stable. Water temperature's around 50 and murky. Catfish, blue catfish, channel are on shad. They're biting on that. Stink bait amongst main lake points. And that's all they got going on over there. That comes from David Smith, game warden out of Kiowa County. Fort Cobb Reservoir. I've got a picture I saved. I'm glad I did. March 16th, elevation is normal. Stable water temperature, 54 and stained. Crappie, black crappie, white slow on hair jigs, and around brush structure. Reported by Cornett, game warden, Jay Cornett, game warden out of Caddo County. Well, let me tell you about this snapshot I just took a while ago. According to this on Facebook, Precision Jigs, the manufacturer, if you look them up, they're on Facebook. I follow them on Facebook. They went to Fort Cobb this morning at White Catfish Cove, and they went out early and busted a limit. And I want to tell you, those six walleye that I'm looking at least three of them are well over 5 pounds and close to 6 or 7 pounds. So early bird got the worm this morning. Okay. Let's see here. Ellsworth Lake report, March 15th, 7 foot below normal, stable water temperature, 53 degrees and murky. Catfish, blues, catfish and channel. Fair on cut bait, punch bait, and shad around flat points. White crappie and sand bass, slow on jigs, minnows, and around brush structure. Sawgeye slow on chicken liver and slabs, spoons around the main points. That was reported by Mike Carroll, game warden for Comanche County. LaTonka Lake report, March 15th, elevation is normal, stable. Temperatures around 52 degrees. Sawgeye are slow on crankbaits. Sashi shad spoons around main lake shorelines. That one also reported from Mike Carroll, game warden for Comanche County. Altus Lugard Reservoir report, March 15th. The elevation is 22 foot below normal. Stable. Water temperatures around 56. Uh-oh. At 56 degrees tells me something. Walleye good on crankbaits, grubs, jerkbaits, jigs around dams, docks, main lake rocks, and everything. That was from Brandon Lerman, game warden for Greer County. So I heard stories that it's crazy down there, especially over there by, what is that, Hex Mountain? They said the shorelines are lined up, and so anyway, good luck with that deal. All right, let's check out Northwest. Since it got, maybe if it'll change, there it is. Canton Lake, March 16th, elevation is normal. Water temperature 53 degrees and clear. Walleye slow on jigs around dam. Bass stripe hybrid slow on live bait around the main lake. That report by Jalen Flynn, game warden for Blaine County. Fort Supply, elevation is normal. Water temperature around 54 degrees and stained. walleye good on jigs, plastic baits around main lakes and rocks. That reported by Jason Badley, game warden for Harper County. Foss Lake, elevation is normal. Fallen water temperatures, though, 49 and clear. Bass, largemouth. Bass, smallmouth, slow on crankbaits. Inline spinners, baits around coves and shorelines. Walleye fair on live shad, sassy shad, spoons, worms around dam, riprap, and river channel. Bass, white, crappie, black crappie. Why do they put commas in there? Confuses me. I'm easily confused. On grubs, hair jigs, live bait around brush structure, coves, and river channel. Comments, boat activity picking up as we get warmer weather. Several bank fishermen catching walleye at the north side of the lake with strong winds. That was report was submitted by Clint Carpenter, game warden for Custer County. Well, rumor has it across the road from here, from the radio station here at the bait shop across the deal, they sold out of minnows the day before yesterday or yesterday morning. Something's going on. Time to get those fishing poles out and grease those reels up and see what's happening on the lakes. Yeah, maybe time to, get my stuff out. Head to one of the smaller lakes. I like the small lakes. All right, that's your report from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife on the fishing. I thought I'd share that with you. Okay, before we go to our next break, current drought monitor, the new map was put out yesterday. It just don't look good. What's shocking is California. There's not hardly any, well, there's no drought going on there. They got some yellow going on, but that's D0. It's like a flash drought, if you want to call it. North Dakota doesn't have much going on there. It looks like Kentucky doesn't. Ohio, nope, that's West Virginia. Other than that, every state in the union has, including Hawaii and Alaska, some kind of drought going on. Oklahoma, the D3 has spread more. It's making a hook shape now. And D2 has spread. All of Oklahoma's got some kind of drought going on, and so it doesn't look good, guys. I don't know what to tell you to make you feel better. There's nothing. I feel your same pain. I've got my irrigation going on about 30 acres right now just so I can make some kind of hay, but the rest of my land is burning up like the rest of it. So shower coming really handy right now. Okay, one other thing before we go to break. I want to dig into this a little more. I'm going to talk to some people from the Oklahoma Department of our Water Resources Board. Farm groups are weighing in on the push to build more data centers in rural America. The president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union says it is still unclear what the full impact could be for farm country. According to Darren Von Rutten, the thought was that they would make every consumer's electric bills go up. But in reality, if they had their own system and get off the grid, that could actually cause more price spikes for the average consumer, according to RFD-TV. Water is a big issue for AI tech centers, too. And I hear that, and then I hear some of them don't use that much water. So that's why it's like, I'm not going to assume something. I'm going to get some people on here that know what they're talking about. Then the last issue on data centers is for public officials not to sign non-disclosure agreements. And if it's in the public's interest, either good or bad, the public should know about it. Rudden adds, if you're elected by the general public, you should be responsible to them, because I think some of that was going on in one or two of the towns over there in eastern Oklahoma, where basically the town council had signed a non-disclosure agreement, and man, that's not Wayno. That's not a good thing to do. And I was reading through some of the comments through here, and it said a family in Kentucky just turned down $27 million for their farm for an AI data center. Whew, that'd been tough to do. I mean, sometimes money matters, but And then, yes, another comment, public officials should never sign a non-disclosure agreement. And I'm not a fan of building big data centers, but if they're going to build them, why not reclaim areas in the cities, in big cities like Tulsa, Woodward, here in Elk City, or somewhere, Oklahoma City, Lawton, where there's areas that are run down and nothing's going on there. I don't get so much Elk City and Woodward, but the bigger towns, and put them in there where they got all the water they need from those cities instead of, sorry about that, taking up farmland. And another comment was, the reason why they want to do them out in the rural area is land's cheaper by the square foot out there than it is in the big cities. So there you go. What do you guys think? I wonder if anybody answered my question. Yes, sir. Yes and yes. So Nicole says yes and yes. And somebody else says yes, sir. And then I got a deal on my phone that says yes and no. So what the question was is, can you have double babies in your eggs, and will they hatch? So Nicole's saying yes and yes, and Jeff saying yes and no. And what I have read is on the eggs, baby chickens, is it, yes, you can have double babies, but it's like one in a million egg that you can do that with. So there you have it. Thanks for participating, everybody. All right. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you in a bind and need some cash fast? Yes Finance in Elk City loves to say yes. They can help relieve stress with a loan up to $1,300. Most loans are approved in 30 minutes or less. Yes Finance takes pride in helping you get the money you need for any occasion. Go by the office at 1414 West 3rd Street in Elk City or apply online at localloangroup.com. Again, that's localloangroup.com. At Yes Finance, they love to say yes.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com. Most savings, most service, most satisfaction. That's what you'll get when you purchase a new zero-turn mower from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Mowing season is around the corner, and DJ's is offering some nice discounts on Hustler, Cub Cadet, and Spartan zero-turn mowers in stock. Check out the lineup on South Main in Elk City. Savings, service, and satisfaction. Who could ask for more? The discounts end March 31st, so you better hustle. That's DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March the 6th. 1,092 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 409 brought 565. 21 at 509 brought 467. 6 at 520 brought 470. 5 at 655 brought 422.50. 12 at 797 brought 356. 9 at 913 brought 331. 14 at 979 brought 320. 6 head of heifers at 477 brought 445. 16 at 510 brought 420. 4 at 684 brought 340. 10 at 704 brought 335. 7 at 840 brought 315. 4 at 895 brought 312.50. Butcher cows were 62 to 188. Butcher bulls 164 to 231.50. Bred cows 2100 to 4350. Pairs brought 2300 to 5200. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brendan Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Let's go to Cordell. 90 degrees, feels like 86. Dew point's 42. The humidity's 19%. Winds are calm. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 60 degrees. Any corn farmers are getting ready to put some corn in the ground? The ground's warming up. Sunrise 7:42, sunset at 7:47, hot 98 today, clear 53 tonight, and sunny and 95 tomorrow, and go from there. My insurance agent is shooting me texts during my show talking about we're talking about some insurance on a header and this, all that. And he said, is that food for you? And I thought there was food around here somewhere. That means, is that good for you to go ahead and do that? I'm hungry. That's what's wrong with me. All right, let's see here. Yeah, and then Jared just walks by with food in his hand. I'm abused around here is all I'm done. Okay. It is Friday, and it is kind of... everybody's getting their old gardens fired up. I know people planted their taters and onions on St. Patrick's Day and all that good stuff. And I'm just, if it happens, if you go ahead and put a lot of stuff in right now and you get lucky, we don't get any more freezes. You got to remember, this is March 20th. First day of spring, everybody. By the way, happy spring to everybody. It's still a borderline, you know, our average last frost 13th of November or April. So I mean, take a chance. Who cares? Get ahead of the game. Me, I'm planting onions maybe tonight. I got some plastic culture coming this afternoon right outside my high tunnel, and that's where I'm going to put my onions at. I think the box came in the other day because my wife said your onions are here and the box is heavy, so I ordered 1500 onions. So we should be good there. And the tomatoes are in process of growing over there at Burns Flat at the Votech Center. So they should be ready here in a couple of weeks. And I got my roll of mat in from up at Iowa. That's where I get my mat to put down in my hot tunnel. Started working on cleaning some of that out. And anyway, yeah, it's time, but Stay patient with some of those outside plants just yet, unless you're not going to do very many of them and you can cover them up pretty easy. Just a bit of advice. I planted 100 tomato plants outside, 3-4 years ago. Sure enough, here come a frost. But I took care of them pretty easy. The tomato plants weren't very big, and I had a bunch of protein tubs laying around, and I got them covered up. I had to put some dirt on top of them so they wouldn't blow away, but it works out pretty good. So if you get into buying 5-gallon buckets, protein tubs, that's the route to go. But let's talk about heirlooms. Heirlooms seeds bring history, variety to the garden. It's pretty interesting about heirlooms. When you think of heirlooms, things like your grandma's wedding ring or the family Bible, That's what probably comes to mind. These are wonderful keepsakes, but they can only go to one person at a time. Another kind of heirloom is, however, has limiting sharing possibilities, and that's seeds. The definition of a true heirloom plant is up for debate. Sarah Browning, she's an educator in Lancaster County for University of Nebraska Extension, said many authorities classified any cultivar developed before 1951 as a heirloom. That was the year plant breeders introduced the first hybrid vegetable cultivar. Many varieties can be traced back hundreds of years. All heirloom plants are open pollinated, which means the seeds can be saved and planted the next year, and the seeds will produce plants exactly like the parent plant. Before 1951 and the increased use of hybrid plant varieties, which do not come true from seed, gardeners normally saved their own seed each year. And I remember my mom doing it, and grandma doing that all the time. Brownie says, they choose to save seed from their best tasting and most productive plants and gradually develop their own special cultivars or varieties. Now, 3 years ago, I had the best tasting yellow watermelons ever. I don't care who you are. I'll go to competition with you. I saved the seeds, and I haven't been able to find them. I found them last week. Watch out, everybody. I'm going to be growing some melons out there. So I found them. Heirloom seeds are fun to grow, but more importantly, these old cultivars play a role in global food security, according to this report. Maintaining the diverse genetic base that heirloom vegetables represent is also important so that their genetic traits are not lost, Brownie says. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, there are several hundred thousand known plant species, with 120 cultivated for human food. However, more than 75% of the plants consumed worldwide come from just 9 crops. That's pretty interesting. The FAO says genetic diversity in crops can help them withstand environmental changes, pests, diseases. However, cultivars are rapidly disappearing due to the part of the more uniform varieties that provide growers with a more consistent crop. True statement right there. In the United States, 95% of cabbage, 91% of field corn, 94% of peas, 86% of apples, and 81% of tomato varieties grown a century ago have been lost. Isn't that sad, thinking about it that way? Saving the seed. Got to get going here. Gardeners throughout history have closely guarded their seeds. And if they, if you buy some of them, like some of these that are growing these huge watermelons, you're looking at $75 to $100 per seed. See how you go far from that. Going too far as sewing them into garments to avoid detection when crossing borders. Many of today's heirloom offerings are thanks to the foresight of those gardeners. Seed Savers Exchange, based in Iowa, is the home of the largest non-government seed bank in the United States. It's got its start in 1975 with co-founder Diane Wheatley sought to protect and pass on tomato and flower seeds that her great-grandparents had brought to Iowa when they made the trip from Europe 100 years earlier. Today, Seed Savers Exchange has 13,000 members and has preserved 20,000 plant varieties, both by saving seed in a gene bank and by sharing them with gardeners and farmers. So check that out. Go to seedsavers.org. That's where you can purchase some of these online if you want to get back into some of these original grandma deals here. So tips for growing success. While there are many advantages of planting heirloom seeds, they do not have the benefit of disease resistance found in modern cultivars. That means gardeners will have to make an extra effort to fight all kinds of wilt, funguses, and other diseases. Brownie said planting in containers where the soil is planting mix and using a strict rotation schedule can help reduce soil-borne diseases. It may take a little more hard work for the heirloom plants, but man, keep it going. So seedsavers.org if you want to check out some of the deals. I'm going to check it out and look up one of them cantaloupes that used to grow back in the day. I'll tell you if I find it come Monday. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Again, be careful out there this weekend. Fire danger is going up. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank Trust, Elk City, and Sarah, Oklahoma.